Penguin Random House Audio presents Incurable Faith, 120 Devotions of Lasting Hope for Lingering Health Issues by Andrea Herzer. Read for you by Nan McNamara. To Jesus, my Savior, who has been a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 4. And to my husband, Mark, who joined me in the storm, carried the umbrella, and never left my side. A letter from my heart to yours. Beloved reader, I'm glad you're here, because I wrote this book for you. If you are living with health challenges or are a support person for someone who is, Incurable Faith is for you. If you're the person who smiles through the pain while facing treatments, surgeries, and uncertainties that no one else seems to understand, Incurable Faith holds hope for you. If you're the person who fears disease progression or disability, these words will encourage you. If you're the person fighting hard to hold on to life or even battling the urge to give up, Incurable Faith will strengthen you. If you're the caregiver, medical provider, family member, or friend who supports those afflicted by health issues, this book will equip you to persevere with greater compassion. Living with health challenges can create a deep sense of loneliness during a time when you need people the most. Even supportive loved ones might not understand the depths of your pain, fear, and sadness about your medical issues. If you're desperately trying to find a diagnosis for your baffling symptoms, you might even begin to question your ability to trust your own feelings. You may feel the grief of shattered dreams and even shattered friendships when health issues limit your activities or confine you to home or a hospital. How do I know about these thoughts and feelings? I've experienced them all and more, having lived with life-altering health issues for over 2 decades. In fact, when I began writing these devotions, I had no idea my future would hold more than 100 medical procedures, increasing disability, and aggressive advanced-stage cancer. As the daughter of a physician, I grew up hearing about the ravages of illness from a doctor's perspective. But my experiences with decades of debilitating illness have taught me the true burdens and secret worries of a patient. In Incurable Faith, you will read about my private struggles and learn how Jesus has met me and continues to meet me in my pain. You will discover his sufficiency in every sorrow and find his peace for every worry. You will learn the practices that will fill you with overflowing joy despite any diagnosis. These are just a few of the scripture-based and life-tested truths I have brought together in Incurable Faith. When I began my own journey with life-altering health issues, I wanted a guidebook that would show me how to live well while feeling unwell. I found books about suffering and books by those who had already been healed. But there were few inspirational Christian books by authors with ongoing medical issues written during their health challenges. I had been a follower of Jesus for many years, even working in ministry, but I wasn't fully prepared to undergo this depth of suffering. My faith was being refined and tested, but I secretly began to wonder if God was punishing me. Didn't Jesus promise abundant life to his followers? I was hungry for healing, but God satisfied my hunger with an unexpected feast. He provided wisdom for my walk, mercy for my mess, and hope for my heart. Almost 7 years after my first diagnosis, I began to chronicle my daily health battles by sharing how Scripture helped me fight. I dreamed that these devotions would one day bring hope to others who suffer from medical issues. What I never dreamed was that my journey through illness was far from over. But I am a living testimony that you can embrace a beautifully abundant life even during a devastating diagnosis. So curl up and settle into a cozy space. Snuggle into a blanket and tuck into comfort as you listen to the following devotions. Get ready to live with your health issues by living within infectious joy and incurable faith. With love and blessings, Andrea. A note about the format and content. Reading a book or studying the Bible can seem overwhelming when you have health issues. Medical treatments, medication side effects, and chronic illnesses often limit attention span and concentration. I understand these limitations, so I grouped the devotions by length instead of by topic. You can choose what to listen to based on your need each day, or you can listen from beginning to end. How to decide what to listen to each day. Do your health issues impair your ability to focus on a lengthy devotion? Section 1, A Satisfying Snack, offers short messages that are meant to replenish and revive your spirit when health issues limit concentration and attention span. Do you feel well enough to sink into a heartier devotion? Section 2, A Marvelous Meal, has medium-length entries that are just right for days when you have the energy and ability to focus on listening to a slightly longer passage. Do you want the comfort of spending some extended time in Scripture? Section 3, A Fabulous Feast, contains the longest devotions. Each standalone chapter might be just the right choice when you are lonely and want the extra comfort of a lengthier quiet time. Each devotion includes these components: Scripture, a verse to plant in your heart and mind. Passage, a devotion to help you through life with health issues. Prayer, a short conversation with God. Truth to embrace, a concise takeaway truth to embrace throughout the day. Worship song, music to accompany the day's devotion, with a Spotify playlist of all the songs available at www.andreaherzer.com/playlist. Sections 2 and 3 include one of the following. Ponder, how the passage relates to your own life. Practice, an action that will enrich your faith and your life. I understand the burdens of illness, so I wrote Incurable Faith with your needs in mind. There are no dates on devotions because I know how hard it can be to keep up with a daily format when you have surgeries or treatments. The scripture is written out to make it easily accessible, but I encourage you to open your Bible or Bible app and read the entire passage. You may also choose to keep a journal and pen or a voice-assisted computer nearby to record your ponder answers and complete your practice exercises. However you choose to respond, whether by voice-assisted technology, typing, or handwriting, recording your thoughts after reading a passage can be a helpful practice and a wonderful way to later reflect on your journey. Last, you won't want to miss the resources section at the end of this audiobook, which is full of helpful information. There you will find encouraging scriptures and books for further reading, as well as crisis hotline numbers and even a 24-hour prayer line. Caregivers will find recommended books and websites to assist and support them. I pray that as you listen to Incurable Faith, you will experience the powerful presence of God and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are not alone and are dearly loved. Spotify playlist of recommended worship songs, www.andreaherzer.com/playlist. Section 1, A Satisfying Snack. This section offers short messages to replenish and revive your spirit when health issues limit concentration and attention span. He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Psalm 107, verse 9, English Standard Version. The proper place. He is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, New Living Translation. No doctor ever proclaimed, "You have cancer," when I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?